Zedlines, keeping you informed about the important stuff.
Good morning, this is Ashel.
And Ethan.
With your 8am Zedlines. The service union is calling for changes so that workers at government-owned corporations can report misconducts directly to the Crime and Corruption Commission. Around 16,000 Queensland workers inside government corporations are being stopped to report directly to the CCC. Employees must report to the Treasury for accessing the complaints unless they are a chief executive officer. The Treasury decides if they are to be referred to the CCC. According to a five-yearly review into the CCC, there are serious concerns and integrity risks for the state's 11 government-owned corporations. The service union says that some members' complaints have been sat with the Treasury for up to 18 months.
In other local news, on Wednesday, two pro-Palestinian protesters were charged with violating Queensland's new hate speech laws. The arrests occurred outside a protest on Parliament House, just hours after the new laws went into effect. Under the Act, a person can be jailed for up to 2 years for saying a banned phrase. 33-year-old Liam Perry was arrested at the unauthorised protest, as well as an 18-year-old woman who was wearing the phrase on a shirt, who was dealt with via a adult caution. Liam Perry, however, is due to face Brisbane Magistrates Court on the offence of recital, distribution, publication or display of prohibited expressions. Speaking at a press conference in Bundaberg yesterday, Police Minister Dan Purdy said that the matter of the arrest should be left solely to the police, how the laws are enforced as they had been passed. Students for the Palestine convener Connor Knight says the group want to challenge the laws, believing people will look back at this time as outrageous, and stating that the group plan to continue to explore avenues to challenge the laws.
In national news, road safety charity Brake Driver Awareness Australia has developed a new national program to raise awareness about e-mobility scooter safety for school-aged students. Recent data has found that 3.6 million Australians utilise e-bikes and scooters in a single year, with the highest number of accidents occurring among teenagers between 15 and 18. Brake's Chief Operating Officer John Duncan said that while the technology and availability have quickly arrived, the education hasn't, and that gap is costing young people their safety and in some cases their lives. The program, which has already reached more than 90,000 students aged 11 to 15, is expanding nationally with hopes to aid young people in safe riding practices, such as recognizing hazards, understanding speeding, intoxication, and night riding risks.
In other news, mining giant Alcoa in Western Australia is being urged to manage the threat to drinking water and supply the data the Water Corporation is requesting. Expansions using fencing throughout ranger-accessible state forests block the ability to monitor the water quality of the Serpentine Dam, a major drinking water source for the metro area of Perth. No evidence has been found of the city's water being impacted. However, routine inspections from the Water Corporation only began in December 2025 after a paper in May reported requested information was inaccessible. The information not being provided being details of chemical spills, drainage failures, and other pertinent issues in dam operations. An Alcoa spokesperson has stated that the company and the Department of Water and Environmental Regulation are working collaboratively.
In international news, a financially incentivized cleanup project has removed over 185,000 pounds of abandoned fishing gear, creating a rapidly growing chance for coral reefs to survive. The named Bounty Project has operated since November 2022, starting from the Hawaii Pacific University and supported by the university's Center for Marine Debris Research. The project partners with commercial fishers, with 77 fishermen conducting 690 seizures of the gear pollution whilst receiving compensation. Coral reefs and parts of the ocean have been successfully conserved and protected by this project, with the university still seeking more ways in removal efforts.
For your weather today, Brisbane is 27 degrees and it feels like 30 with medium showers. It's 76% humidity with a 7% cloud cover and a low wind at 13 kilometres per hour.
That's all of your news for 8am. We'll be back at 9am for more. In the meantime, you can find us on Facebook and Twitter or head to 4ZZZ.org.au.